out of the mouths of babes, of children, you have perfected praise.
真是感谢主，你让这位儿童的声音，他的嘴，你完全的完美了他，让他能赞美你。
We hear you say, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我们听见你的话语说，转目转向耶稣基督。
And look full.Concentrate, look full in his marvelous face.
真的是完全注目看着他，主的耶稣基督的脸面。
There's no more beautiful face than the face of Jesus.
世上没有比主耶稣基督脸面更美的脸了。
And when we look fully at it, the things of earth grow strangely dim.
当我们转仰望注目在主耶稣基督脸上的时候，地上所有的事情慢慢的就越来越暗淡。
In the light of his glory and his grace.
在主耶稣基督的光和他的荣耀中。
Father, we want to hear from you today.
主啊，我们今天要听到你的话语。
As you speak to us in two languages, we pray that we will hear you and obey you.
当你用两种语言在对我们说话的时候，我们要听到你的声音，我们要遵循你的话语。
Would you teach us to lean into you and to focus in upon you now?
让我们能够转向你，然后完全依靠你。
And we bless you for what we're about to hear from your word.
我们在这里求你祝福，让我们听见你，让我们听见的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Good.
Amen.
Before you sit down, while you're standing, we want to go to John's Gospel in chapter 14, please.
大家仍旧站立的时候，大家一起来读神的话语，是约翰福音14章。
And I'll read the English, verses 1 through 6, and then you go ahead in Mandarin and bring, 约翰福音 14, 1 through 6. Yep. Do not let...14 for the
moment. That's okay. 大家可以打开自己的圣经，打开自己的圣经来读。
You mean we have to open up our Bibles? We can't depend on PowerPoint? Oh my goodness.
真的是没想到我们不能靠这个电脑了。我们自己打开圣经吧，十四章。They gotta
turn on.This doesn't need batteries or electricity. John 14,
约翰十四章
1 through 6. Verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you.If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life.No one comes to the Father but through me.
好，我们来读中文。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早就告诉你们。我是原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必要再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往那里去，你们知道这条路，你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”好，好，就到这里。
可以。请坐，
大家请坐。
This young man's prayer today really encouraged me. And I hope maybe someday he'll be standing here.
这位小弟兄，今天在这里的祷告，真是在这里鼓励我。说不定有一天他就会站在这里。
How many of you know that when Jesus promises something, he never lies and he always brings it about?
真的是。大家知道主耶稣基督他应许的事情是有多少件事情主耶稣应许他没有完成的吗？还是他都完成了？
In the context of John 14, we start to hear some love promises.
当在约翰福音14章里面，我们看到一些，我们听到一些主爱的应许。
And as Jesus loves us and loves people,He very often gives promises that he wants to fulfill.
当主耶稣基督，如果是他爱人的话，他在那里会给出一些应许，这个应许他一定会实现。
Now you know the name Benjamin Franklin. He was an American scientist and an inventor, and one of the writers who wrote the Declaration of Independence.
大家如果还知道这么一个人，他叫本杰明·富兰克林，他是一个美国的科学家，他也是一个发明家，甚至他是写那个独立宣言的其中之一人。
He's a very, very smart man, and he said this document that we wrote is durable. It looks like it will last. We're hoping it will last.
他那个时候说我们所写的这个 文件就是独立宣言看来是可以持久的。
But he also said, but in this world, he said, nothing is certain except death and taxes.
但他又说在这个世界上除了死亡和税收之外没有什么事情是可以确定的。
He was half correct, he was only half correct, because taxes vary, but physical death is absolutely certain.
他说了应该是一半是肯定是对的因为税收的话各不相同的但是人肉体的死亡是肯定的。
The Holy Bible, God's word says, just as man is destined once to die and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And Christ will appear a second time, not to bear sin,but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
好，这个圣经上是这样说的。按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为了拯救他们。
What is certain is that Christ is authorized by God to forgive sins and to give eternal salvation to those who truly believe he is the sinless Son of God and he is the judge of the living and the dead.
可以肯定的是基督是神给他的权柄让他有赦罪的权柄为他为使那些相信他的这是他是神无罪的儿子，而且他是生者和死者的审判者。那些相信他的人，基督提供了他们永恒的救恩。
What is also certain is the quote from Romans 14:11 through 12.
另一个肯定的事情是在罗马书14章11到12节这里引用的。
As I live, says the Lord, every knee.Shall bow to me. Every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, every person, each one of us, will give an account of ourselves to God and how we lived our lives.
在这里，在罗马书中，耶稣是这样说：万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人。必将要将来的事情在神面前证明。
I have an appointment with death.
我和死亡有约。
And you have an appointment with death.
你也与死亡有约。
We just don't know when it will be.
我们不知道那天什么时候来。
And in facing our death appointments, we cannot cancel or ignore death.
当我们面对我们的这个与死亡的预约的时候，这个是不能取消的预约，我也不能说忽视这个预约。
We each have an appointment to face Jesus as the legal judge of how we chose to live our lives.
我们每个人都有一个约会，那个约会就是与耶稣的约会，就是我们要怎样，他是一位这个法官，他要我们选择怎样的，他让我们自己选择怎样的生活方式。
For those who believed and trusted Jesus as Savior, they will be secure with Christ forever. It's a certainty.
那些相信耶稣基督为救主的人，他们有一个肯定的确据，他们就是要与耶稣基督同在。
For those who choose not to believe Jesus and to reject his offers of salvation, they will be separated from him by their choices forever in a prison called hell.
当那些不相信耶稣基督并不相信拒绝他所提供的救恩的人来说，他们将在有一天会在一个地方，那个地方叫做地狱的地方，而他在那里，他们和主耶稣基督是永远的分离的。
And you heard it from this young man today. He wants heaven.
我们听到年轻人刚才祷告说他要进天堂。
He said, I want heaven, I don't want hell.
我要天堂，我不要地狱。
Do you realize how wise he is already?
大家他是多聪明的孩子吗？
His theology is perfect. It's biblical.
他的理论真的是完全是属神的理论。
And people who think when you die, it's just lights out, don't worry about it. They are in for a very rude awakening. It's not over. They will stand before Christ, everybody.Someday.
当人只是想到人死亡就像一盏灯灭了的时候，其实他们是错了，有一天他们要在那里要面对耶稣。
You'll hear when Jesus speaks to people, a lot of times he speaks in love, not threats or judgment. He speaks with love, but he knows what's going to be ahead of each of us.
当基督耶稣常常对人说话的时候，他并没有用审判啊判决这样的字眼，他常常用爱这样的字眼。
The Bible says that hell is a place where fires never go out and where there are no exits for getting out.
圣经中常常这样描述一个地狱是怎么回事。地狱里面的火是永远不会熄灭的，而且是那个没有逃生口的地方。
Hell is where evil ones like Satan will forever be imprisoned away from the Trinity of God, the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in heaven forever.
这个地狱呢是像这样的像撒旦这样的邪恶者，他是被永远囚禁的地方。那个地方是远离圣父、圣子和圣灵的三位一体。他们圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是住在天上的。
People who keep refusing Christ's offers, who keep saying no or just ignore him, those people are in great danger because at the end of their lives.If you know the love of God, of course, he wants them to be with it. He will give them their choices that they wanted in life.
Yeah, 当那些人一直是拒绝耶稣基督，一直或者忽视耶稣基督的呼召的人，有一天在天上的时候，他会看见他们有一天所面对的，就是他们在地上所做的选择的结局。
So when he hears over a lifetime, Jesus, I don't want you. I don't want you to bother me.I want to do my life, and I don't want to hear the Holy Spirit speak to me. I don't believe the Holy Spirit is real. When he hears those words for a whole lifetime, at the end, he's going to probably say something like, so be it. Then you have chosen to not be in fellowship with me, and you will now be dismissed.
Yeah, 有人是这样子，他的一生中一直在那里拒绝耶稣，一直没有听见耶稣基督的呼召，他在不停的重复的在这里拒绝，不要来打扰我正常的生活，我要过我自己的日子，我自己做选择。所以有一天他死的时候，他也会说 就这样吧，反正就是死了。这样的话，他有一天就会面对他自己所做的选择，就是从耶稣面前被驱逐出去。
Jesus doesn't threaten people; he bids them come to me.
耶稣从来不在那里威胁某个人，他在那里这呼召那些人，请你到我这里来。
And in John chapter 14, Jesus is facing his own death.
在约翰福音十四章的时候，耶稣他自己就面对了他自己的死亡。
And instead of making preparation for his memorial services and which hymns are going to sing or whatever, he's not focusing upon his death. He is focused on his disciples and preparing them for when he's not physically with them anymore.
那耶稣在他面对这样的情况的时候，他并没有是自己准备自己死后他的怎样的纪念他的这个情况，他所关心的是他的门徒，他是在一直考虑这些门徒们，当他离开他们之后，他们怎样的生活。
And so I just want to give you a quick overview on the uniqueness of John's gospel. John's gospel has been described as, quote, a swimming pool shallow enough for a child to wade in and deep enough for an elephant to swim in.
我这里要想描写一下约翰福音有这样一个独特性。独特性有这样一个就标这样就比喻成一个是一个游泳池。这个游泳池呢浅的呢是可以让一个孩子在里面涉水。深的话呢也可以让一个大象呢在里面游泳。
In John's Gospel, of the 8 miracles that are recorded in it, 6 of them are only found in John's Gospel.
在约翰福音里面呢，记载了8个神迹，这其中的6个神迹在其他福音书里面没有记载，只在约翰福音里面有记载。
Which means we need to pay attention to the miracles because they're not going to be repeated in the other 3 gospels.
是，我们要这里要注意看这里所描述的神迹，这神迹并没有在其他的福音书中所描述。
In John's gospel, there are no recorded genealogies. There's no record of the birth of Christ. There's no childhood stories of his. There's no temptation accounts. There's no transfiguration narrative.
Yeah, 在这个约翰福音中，他没有这个记载这个耶稣的家谱，也没有任何记录记载耶稣是怎样诞生的，也没有记载耶稣童年的故事是什么样，也没有记载耶稣受了这个诱惑，也甚至没有记载在耶稣在登山饱训的时候变形的这个描述都没有。
And every reader can learn at various depths from the author John as he writes his narrative about who Jesus is.
每一个这个读者，即使他们这个读者他受的教育程度不同，他上学的情况也不同，但是当这个约翰福音里面是这样描述耶稣的时候，每一个人都是从可以明白耶稣是怎样的一个人。
Some readers who know the 4 Gospels, when they read John, they sense that John, who's writing it, is really enjoys being with Jesus.
在我们基督徒里面读四本福音书的读者中，很多就会觉得这个约翰是长期的是在与这个耶稣在一起的，他和耶稣是很关系亲密的。
When you read John, you get a sense of growing trust and respect between Jesus and John.
当你读约翰福音的时候，你可以读到这个约翰和耶稣之间的相互的信任和尊重，这个是日益增长的。
And later in John 13:23 or earlier, we learn that John, quote, is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
我们在前面看见约翰福音十三章中也得知约翰是那耶稣所爱的门徒。
Jesus didn't play favorites, but somehow John kept leaning into his relationship with Jesus so that what was happening was an intimacy between them and it was developing and growing deep roots.
所以耶稣并不偏袒哪个门徒，但是不知这次故事怎样发展的，就是约翰就一直慢慢的就倾向于和耶稣基督有亲密的关系，他们的亲密关系不停的发展并且扎根。
Jesus asked Peter three times if Peter loved Jesus.
耶稣三次问彼得，你是否爱我，爱耶稣。
But Jesus never had to ask John that question, do you love me?
但是耶稣从来不必要问这个约翰，你是否爱我。
And as John continues to tell who Jesus is, we begin to see deeper elements of love between the two of them.
当约翰福音在里面描述耶稣是谁时，我们开始慢慢的看见这个约翰和耶稣之间的爱在不停的在增长。
Jesus is known by John at very deep levels.
是约翰是很在很深的程度上是认识耶稣的。
So here's a question for us. Can people look at our lives, listen to us talk, watch how we treat people, watch how we spend our time and money, watch our attitudes when life seems unfair? Can they tell that we really love Jesus and worship God with all of our life? Can they tell?
这里有一个问题，人们是否能够通过观察我们的生活，听我们说话，观察我们是怎样对待别人的，观察我们是怎样花费时间和金钱的，观察我们在生活中，当我们遇到不公平的时候，我们对这个不公平的态度，他们是否能够看见我们是真的爱耶稣，能够真的是敬拜我们的神在我们的一生中。
If I had a choice to pick one disciple that I could be with during the day, it would be John.
当我如果是要选一个我比如我是门徒中的一位的话，我要成为谁呢？我又会选择约翰。
History shows that God Almighty called John, He anointed John, and He equipped John to write this unique gospel.
这个历史证明，这个全能的神在这里呼召高利，并且装备我们的约翰来写了这本非常独特的福音书。
And of all the things that John could have written, he boiled it down to two major purposes.
这约翰写了很多的这个主题这个主要的主题呢就有两个目的。
In John 20, verses 30 through 31, John tells you why he's writing this gospel.
这个在约翰福音二十章里面30到31节，约翰写了他写这本福音书的目的。
And it's difficult to believe because he had such a hard choice what to write down. But he says this, there are many other signs that Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these I've written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
在约翰福音中二十章中是这样写了，他写这个书的目的比较难以相信，他确实是这样写了。耶稣在门徒面前还行了许多的神迹，并没有记在这本书上，但写这些事是让你们相信耶稣是神的儿子，并且可以相信你们可以以他的名得生命。
If you are a real Christian born again, and you are speaking with people about believing in Christ,Stay with the point of believing Jesus. Don't get way off on other things. This is about believing he's the Son of God. And if you believe, he will give you forgiveness of your sins and eternal life. That is the gospel in the essence of its depth.
所以如果你向别人传福音的时候，你要注目在跟别人讲你是信的是耶稣基督，只有耶稣基督能够给你永恒的生命。
John is already undergoing a faith in Christ transformation.
约翰已经经历了这个他对基督的这个信仰的转变的过程。
And it says if any person is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old has gone, The new has come.
约翰这样说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，他那旧事已过，新已经来了。
John is beginning to die to himself and his plans and live by faith in Jesus, who loves John and is giving himself up to shepherd John.
对啊，所以这个约翰就是向自己的老我死去，并且因为信的耶稣而活着，因为耶稣也爱约翰，并把自己也交给了把牧人的这个角色交给了约翰。
I've shared this before, but I just want to reemphasize it.
我以前也分享过，现在重新再强调一下。
When I started reading John's Gospel for the first time,
当我刚开始读第一次读约翰福音的时候
，I was 22 years of age.
我那个时候是22岁。
I was finishing my first degree at the University of Washington.
我是在华大完成我的第一个学位。
And I was going around in circles in life because I hadn't read the Word of God yet.
所以那时候我就在这个世界上打转，自己看看我在世界上怎么办。那个时候我还没有读神的话语。
So a real Christian saw that I was going in circles, and he asked me, "Would you be willing to read one chapter of John?" A week, and then come and meet with me and talk about it.
那时候有一个真正的基督徒看见我在那个世界上打转，就跟那个时候就跟我说，你能不能一天读约翰的一章，然后过一个周以后，我们来谈一下这个读的东西。
And because he was becoming my friend, I was going to be very curtsy.
Yeah, 因为他那个人要成为我的朋友，我对他也挺客气。
And I didn't want to say, "Oh, 不要 I don't want to do this."
Yeah, 因为他是朋友嘛，所以我就不是说我不要。
So I said yes.
Okay, 所以我说可以啊。
So I went to the basement room in the library at the university, and I opened my brand new Bible, $1.50.
那个时候我就到了华大的图书馆的地下室，我就打开我这个新的圣经。那个时候圣经很便宜，
Good Chinese bargain.
Yeah, 这是中文。
Very cheap, but very powerful.
真的是很便宜的一本书，但是它很有力。
And in the basement, there's no windows really. It's just the study carrel, and I started reading John's Gospel.
在这个图书馆的地下室，那时候连窗都没有的地下室，我就坐在那个小圈圈里面，我就在那里读圣经，读约翰福音。
And Jesus, knowing I was lost and going in circles, he said to me, "I am the bread of life."
耶稣知道我已经丢失自己了，我在那里打圈圈，耶稣就对我说，我是生命的粮。
When I got to chapter 8, he said, "I am the light of the world."
所以第八节里面，他就是说我是第八章说。是我是生命的粮。
When I got to chapter 10, he said, "I'm the door of the sheep."
我是羊的门。
What's he doing?
他说什么呢？
He's introducing himself to me.
他耶稣把他自己介绍给我。
He's telling me who he is.
他告诉我他是谁。
He already knows who I am.
耶稣已经知道我是谁了。
But I don't know who he is yet.
但是我不知道他是谁。
So I get to chapter 10, and he says to me,I am the good shepherd.
然后我就读到这个第十章，他耶稣说我是好牧人。
And I get to chapter 11, and he says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
他十一章的时候，我又读到这个复活在我，生命也在我。
And I read in chapter 14, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
我又读到14章的时候，耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命。
And then he gets to chapter 15, and he says, "I am the true vine."
到十五章的时候，耶稣就介绍他自己，我是真葡萄树。
So having introduced himself to me, he then lets me read the book of Romans.
他介绍了他自己以后，然后他就让我读这个罗马书。
One reading of Romans, and I said, "I am lost."
但是只要一读罗马书，我就是说我是那世上的，我是。
I cannot enter heaven. I am lost.
我是丢失的，我不能进天国。
So having told me who he is, the next step would be for me to believe him and receive forgiveness of my sins, and to follow him faithfully and have eternal security with him. That's the logical outcome.
但是读了这些诗后，我就知道耶稣基督在那里呼召我，让我跟随他，让我让我能够有朝一日和他进他的天国。
Now Jesus is facing his death, and rather than say, "Oh, I'm so scared," or "I'm so sad," or "Oh, what will my family do?" Jesus is now focusing upon giving words that will help his disciples.
当耶稣那个时候面对他自己的时候，他没有说，哎，我要死了，我的怎么办，我的家里人怎么办，而是他所做的就是啊，让他的门徒知道他走了以后他们怎么办。
Jesus knows his disciples, and they've been with him for at least 3 years of his training, and still they really don't know him deeply.
耶稣是知道他的门徒的，他们 那些人已经跟他接受了3年的训练，但是他们门徒们一直经过3年以后，他们对耶稣了解的不够深。
They have heard his words, they have seen his miracles, they have eaten meals with him, but they're not mature enough yet to accept the results that will come from his false arrest, his bogus trial, and his death sentence.
他们都门徒们听过他的话语，见过他的神迹，并且和他一起吃饭，但是那些门徒们并不够成熟，无法接受他这个结果。他的结果是就是那个就是假的逮捕，假的审判，然后最后也被判了死刑。
Even though they've been with him 3 years, they don't understand that his cruel crucifixion is necessary.To atone for the countless sins of people.
这是他们即使和耶稣在一起有这个3年多的时间，但是他们这些人并不明白这个耶稣被钉残酷的被钉十字架，那这个事情是对赎是能够救赎人的罪孽，这个事情是必要的。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
如果他们也不明白，如果不流血的话，是不能罪得赦免的。
They don't understand how costly the price is for their freedom.
他们也不太明白这个他们得自由的代价是多么的大。
And they don't really know yet that a holy God cannot fellowship with anyone who is unholy. There needs to be the cleansing.
他们也不明白，圣洁的神、全能的神不能与那些有瑕疵的人能够在那里有交通，因为只有得洁净以后，得耶稣基督的宝血赎罪的洁净以后，他们才能神才能与人相交。
So you hear songs like "What can wash away my sin?" and the answer is what?
Jesus.
Nothing.
But Jesus.
But the blood.Of Jesus.
我们也听过这样的诗歌，什么能够洗净我的罪孽呢？没有任何，只有靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
Jesus knows that when his disciples actually see him murdered on the cross, and they see him placed in a sealed tomb, they will be extremely troubled, and they will be very anxious, and they may lose hope in life.
耶稣也知道，当他的那些门徒们看见耶稣这样被杀了，并且看到他被埋葬起来，在这个封闭的坟墓里面，他们那些门徒会感到心里非常的不安，然后焦虑，也没有希望。
And when Jesus disappears into physical death's grip and decay, they, the disciples, will be derailed. They'll be thrown off their rail tracks.They will become scared about their lives. They will become concerned about their futures because they won't have Jesus walking with them and talking with them and teaching them anymore. They're beginning to realize Jesus is not physically going to be with us and we don't have a very good future.
当耶稣这个在肉体上死亡以后，然后他的尸体在那里腐烂的时候，他的门徒们就会从轨道上滑出去，脱离轨道，他们会对将来自己的生活和未来也感到害怕，因为没有 生活中就没有耶稣跟着他们一起行走，在那里说话和教导他们，他们就会很害怕。
So what does Jesus do? He comforts his disciples.
耶稣做了什么呢？他在那里安慰他的门徒。
Those of you who have been comforted by the Lord, who actually know what his comfort is,
你们这些受过神安慰的人应该知道神的安慰是怎么样的。
You know that you can never go to a medical doctor and get that.
你知道你们不能靠自己得到那些安慰。
You know that when Jesus comforts you, it doesn't match a cruise to Alaska or to Europe or something.
Yeah, 你们知道，当耶稣在那里安慰你的时候，并不像你去坐一个游艇从这里开到阿拉斯加。
When Jesus comforts you, even though you've lost your job, and you know He's comforting you, because you know that that's going to last.
知道，当你失业的时候，当耶稣基督在那里安慰的时候，你心里明白这个是长久的安慰。
Let me summarize how Jesus comforts his disciples.
到我这里再做个总结，耶稣是怎样安慰他的那些门徒的。
And as Christians, and we are in the position sometimes to comfort people, right?
你知道我们是基督徒，有时候我们也成为有这样一个角色要扮演，就是去安慰别人。
People who are sick or even people who are dying.
有人会生病，有人会死的时候，我们去安慰。
We can comfort them with the comfort with which we have received.
我们可以用我们所得到的安慰来安慰我这些人。
Here's how Jesus comforts his disciples. First, he reassures them that he loves them and will always love them.
耶稣这里是这样安慰他的门徒的，他说，我爱你们，我会永远爱你们。
You know, when you're comforting a child who has an owie, you usually say, come here, come here. And you kiss the owie and you say, oh, I love you. And you hug the kid and the kid feels a little better until he gets his next owie.
所以当一个小孩子他在那里说哦痛啊，然后你就是会在这里去亲吻他的痛的地方，说我爱你啊，然后呢这小孩子就得了安慰了，然后呢一直等到小孩子第二次再叫哪边痛的时候。
And Jesus give some important information about what will happen in the future so they're not caught by surprise.
所以耶稣在这里告诉他些门徒们将来要可能发生的事情，所以那些事情发生的时候他们这些门徒就不会感到太惊讶。
If you want to know what's happening for your future, get close to Jesus.
你要知道你将来发生什么事，你就和主耶稣亲近。
He may not give you the full printout, but he will give you the clues as to where you should be going.
神耶稣基督有可能不能完全的把将来的发生的事情详细告诉你，他会但是给你一个蓝图将来会怎样。
And when Jesus gets ready to comfort his people, he always says to them, 欢迎 come close,
yeah.
Come close to me.
当耶稣在那里安慰他的门徒的时候，他总是这样说，你们到我面前来。
Jesus makes love promises that he will always fulfill and he will always keep them.
所以耶稣在那里安慰他的门徒，他有这个爱的应许，他会爱他们，永远爱他们。
And then he says, this is a great verse, I'm going to prepare a dwelling place in heaven for those who have honestly believed and obeyed and received my gifts of forgiveness and eternal life. You're mine, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
所以他在这里耶稣有了一个很大的应许，就是说为那些信服他的服从他的接受他的那些人会在就有永生的恩赐，他们耶稣基督会在天上给他们准备一个居住的地方。
Before I became a Christian, I thought this place, this room in heaven, I would put up sports posters and I put up famous pictures of baseball players and I thought this would be a great place to be.
这就是以前我年轻的时候，我常常是喜欢一个很好的房间，就是上面挂了很多的这个体育明星啊，或者其他的好的这个我喜欢的挂的那些壁画画报。
Jesus replied, he said, no. The point of the dwelling place is to be with me. It's not the room. Or the dwelling, it's not the place I'm getting ready. You'll have that. Don't worry.
Yeah, 耶稣这里所强调的重点不是说那个这个居所就是天上的一个房间或者是一个房子你住在里面的，居所就是你与我在一起。
The point is being with him forever.
这个最强调的重点就是和他永远在一起。
See, Jesus is the center of God's kingdom narrative.
耶稣是神国的神天上的神国的故事的这个中心。
God has given Jesus a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow.
神给了耶稣一个这样一个名，超乎万万名之上的名，就是万膝必将跪拜。
That's in Philippians 2:9.
这个是在腓立比书二章九节中是这样讲。
Jesus reassures his disciples by saying, "The kingdom of God." And the work of the kingdom will go on even though you're gone from earth.
所以神在应许在这耶稣应许在他肉身死亡以后神的国接着要继续下去并不是就是末日了。
If you're mine, the kingdom of God work will go on. Someone said God buries his workers but continues the kingdom work.
Yeah, 所以我们现在想的就是神国的故事接着继续下去就是这样一个想法就是他神国的工人被埋葬了但神国的工作接着有继续。
And then Jesus promises his faithful followers that they will do greater works than even Jesus did.
但是耶稣向他的那些那门徒们这样保证承诺说他们会要比耶稣做更大的事。
And you say, how is that possible? Well, he's saying it. Greater is his term that his followers will do greater works than even he did.
说那些门徒说这怎么可能？他已经做了耶稣做了这么大的事情，我们怎么可能做比他更大的事？
And Jesus promises that he will answer prayers that perfectly align with his father's will. So find out what their father's will is and pray that way. He'll bless those.
所以耶稣在这里说你要按照神的旨意用祷告来回应神要跟随神。
And don't forget your prayers. Don't put God on a time schedule.
就记得你们祷告的时候不要把这个神就把它放在这个一定要完成的时刻表上。
Don't push him in the corner and say, by next Thursday, I need to see the answer to my prayer.
所以不能说把这个神把这个把我们祷告的神挤到角落里面说下个礼拜四之前我一定要得到我这个祷告的答案这个结果。
Now of all the love promises that Jesus makes,
所有耶稣所应许的爱的应许
perhaps the most durable and the most valuable love promise is that he will give the Holy Spirit who will be with and be in true Christians.
所以神耶稣所应许的其所有的应许中最有价值的最持久的就是圣灵的应许。
And you say, are you kidding me? Really? The Holy Spirit whom I haven't met, you're going to send him to be with true believers. He will be with them and he will be in them. That's what you're giving me as a love promise?
大家会说你是开玩笑吧你最有价值的这个爱的礼物是这个圣灵这个圣灵住在我们里面和我们在一起。
And although the Holy Spirit has several descriptive names like counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, here he's going to be called the comforter. Why? Because they need comfort. Jesus is going to be killed and they won't have Jesus in the flesh.
这个圣灵呢在圣经上呢有几个这样的名称。这个名称呢是中文的翻译呢就是一个是辅导者一个是帮助者一个或者是说代求者或者是说辩护者。但在这里的话圣灵被称为保惠师。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you have known a person and you thought, I really know this person. I know this person. And then later you find out things that you really didn't know and they really weren't necessarily who you thought they were. Anybody have that experience?
大家有这样一个经历吧，你大概会觉得有些人是你是很了解的，他是怎样的情况你很了解，但是有一天你会发现，哎，有这样一个人你很了解的人，他有些事情你发现不了解，有没有这样的经历呢？
When my second son was 14, he could kid me respectfully, but he knew how to deal with me, because he was relaxed. He was the second born, and the first one was very, very, respectful and all, and the second one had a little bit more edge to him. Respectful, but good.
是啊，我的小儿子的话，和我的大儿子是不一样。大儿子的话是严格的，所以他这大儿子对我是非常尊重的，但小儿子呢对我是尊重的，但是他有时候呢就是有一些出轨的，不是，就是对我有些不是太尊重的地方，就比较随便。
So my son says to me, Dad, 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 I know you.
我的14岁的儿子对我说，爹啊，我知道你。
I said, you don't have a clue who I am.
我说你大概不知道我是怎样的人，你这完全不知道。
I know you from birth. You don't know me from birth.
那我从你生出来我就知道你了，但是你不知道我是生出来以后是怎样的。
So he's talking. He says, "Dad, I know you. I know what you're gonna say."
他说，儿子说，我知道你是怎样，我要说，你知道你要说什么。
Those of you who have kids, have you ever seen that look like, oh, don't I know what you're gonna say? I know what's coming. Have you ever seen that look?
你有孩子的话，你大概不知道，那个孩子会说，哎，我知道你要说什么，这什么是怎样的，就。
And if you were a kid who gave that look to your parents, guess what? If you become a parent, you're gonna get that look.
Yeah, 如果那个孩子这样子看着你的话，你就会想，你的孩子啊，有一天你做父母的时候，你的孩子也会这样看你。
The point is, Jesus is saying, if you had known me, you would have known my father also. From now on, you know him because you have seen him in me.
所以耶稣就在这里说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父，你们认识我，也就认识我的父，从现在开始，你就认识天父了。
In John 14:9, Jesus answers Philip by saying, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not come to know me? The person who has seen me has also seen the Father. How can you say and continue to say, 'Show us the Father'?"
好，14:9，耶稣对他说，腓力啊，我与你同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
And so the oneness with the Father, Jesus said, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. I want you to believe."
所以在14呢，耶稣也是这样说，你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面，既或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Jesus continues to say, if you really love me, you will prove your love by having my commandments and keeping them, obeying them, all of them, because that's how you show me that you really love me.
所以耶稣就继续说，如果你们真的爱我，你就会接受我的命令，遵守我的命令，然后这样的话来证明你的爱，因为只有这样的话你才能证明你是真的爱我。
Jesus says, basically, I need you to prove you love me by showing me daily that you are obeying what I've commanded you. I need to see this.
耶稣又说，我要你们每天向我表明你们在遵行我的命令，遵行我教你让你们所做的事情，这样的话才能证明你们是真爱我。
I think Jesus would say, show me, don't just tell me.
耶稣在这里说，不是只是嘴上说你们爱我，要实际上要显明出来，你们是用行动显明出来。
I want to see your faith in me, not hear your promising words with very little follow through. I need you to be honest with me and follow me delaying.
我要看见的就是你们真的是听我的话语，只不是用你的脸上的表情来说你们会相信我。我要看见你们的具体的做的事情。
Every person you have ever met was not only capable of telling lies, but they did tell lies. We all told lies. We still tell lies sometimes.
你碰见的人，他们是。这应该是说他们不会说他们不能撒谎，他们是撒谎的，他们是而且常常撒谎，我们都是撒谎的。
And Jesus says, I never tell lies, and believe me, I'm going to prepare a dwelling place for you in heaven. If it weren't so, I would have told you. I don't lie to you. If you're really mine, I have a place for you.
所以这耶稣在那里说，耶稣从来不说谎。有一天要在天堂给你们准备一个住的地方，就是这个是绝对的事实。
And Jesus said, when your dwelling place is ready, I will come back for you, and I will escort you with me. I'm not sending an Uber or sending a friend. I will come, and you will come with me. Don't focus on the dwelling place. Focus on me, because I am coming for you.
当耶稣说有一天那个住处准备好了，我就回来接你们，让你们和我在一起。不要只是看在你的住所，这个专注于你的住所，而且要注目在你们永远和我在一起。
And when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no person gets to come to my Father except through me. Depend on these truths, and you will live forever with God and live with me and be secured in your place by the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣说你们记住我就是道路、真理、生命。若不是通过我，没有人能够靠近我们的天父。因为这是真理，你们将永远与神同住，与我同与耶稣基督同住，这个是圣灵应许的，就是一个一定要发生的。
Verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode, our special dwelling place with him. So now we have oneness with the Father.
23节耶稣回答说，人若爱我，必遵从我，遵守我的道，我父也必爱他们，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Oneness and unity and intimacy with God the Father is possible, Jesus says, only through him and relationship with him. And this is a very rich award for those who hunger for God's presence.
这个有，如果是合一，就是与父神的合一，和神的亲密关系，只有通过耶稣基督才能实现。这个是对那些渴慕和神同在的人来说，是一个非常丰厚的奖赏。
Okay, our next one is Rose. I would like you to stand up and stretch your muscles.
我们一起来站起来，我们伸伸腰。
Don't do Tai Chi, but if you, I want you to stretch because we're coming down the hotel, and I think that you are.I'm going to be happier when the blood is flowing through your veins and coming to your brain.
我想大概我们也快讲完了，我们站起来伸伸手脚，我们也会很高兴。如果你的血液从你的身上不要从头上流下，就是循环一下啊。
Okay. Oh, I can hear the
我可以听见。
Oh, thank you, Brother Andrews. Oh, thank you so much.
我们谢谢你的弟兄姐。
Exactly, and then people will go boop.
Right, 如果你坐得太久的话。
Yep, I knew it. I knew it. Okay, very good. Thanks for telling me your family secrets. My lips are sealed. I don't even know who your dad is. Okay, I am glad to see you here today, though.
No,
我很高兴看见你。Are you 6 or 7 or 8? Whoa, really?
他是七岁的孩子。
How old are you?
I can't. Hey. That is an ancient secret. You go ask the women how old they are. See what kind of answers you get. Okay, anyhow, that was good.
很好。
Sit down and I'm coming down the kind of.
大家请坐吧，现在我们要在这在接着去啊。
Now, Jesus has promised he's going to ask his Father to send who? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. He's in the Old Testament. He's in the New. He's been around since creation. He was at creation, and he knows his roles.
所以，要来的是什么？是圣灵啊！因为我们的主耶稣基督是从天父创世以前就与天父同在了，他知道他的角色是什么，他知道他要做什么。
One of the saddest wastes in the Christian life is when the Holy Spirit is neglected and underutilized in welcoming his full, multifaceted gifts and ministries.
所以基督徒一个很最可悲的一个浪费就是忽略了这个圣灵的工作，他们没有这个依照圣灵的指示来做很多方面的工作。
Two things that have divided the Christian church historically. Choice of music. Right? I don't like that music. I'm out of here. And so there's trouble with music. Music is a preference. And sometimes the preference becomes the God.
基督教基督这个在教会里面有很多有两个是很重要的争执的地方。第一个就是所选的圣诗的音乐。这个音乐是一个个人的偏向的事情，但是成为一个很大争执的事情。
And brothers and sisters, I have very good news. The gifts of the Holy Spirit in 2:4 and 2:12, 1 Peter 4, Ephesians 4, Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, the list of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not for sale. You cannot buy those. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to true Christians exactly as the Holy Spirit wants to give them. Does not make a mistake.
圣灵是有很多的恩赐的，这个圣灵的恩赐在彼得前书四章、以弗所书四章、罗马书十二章和哥林多前书十二章都有了详细的解释。但是这个圣灵的话是神赐给特殊的这个门徒，他给他们的恩赐，不要被误解。不要被误用。
So it is possible to grieve the Holy Spirit by not understanding the gifts he has for you and for me and not receiving them and using them.
不要误解了圣灵的工作。圣灵我们要理解神给我们圣灵是给我们怎么样的恩赐。
I have through the years taken many tests on the gifts of the Spirit. I've taught it, I've read them, and all. And it's come down to four gifts he's given me consistently.
我在很多年时候，我就是一直常常给自己做一个测试，我就是圣灵到底给我的恩赐是什么，我恩赐在哪里。结论就是我有四个恩赐，圣灵是不停的给我，是基本上是常常给我的。
So when he names the four for me that he's going to have me use regularly, and the body of Christ gets to confirm, yes, you seem to be this, or you do this, then I can focus in upon the gifts that I have and maximize them, move in them, and leave the others alone for you.
因为我这个圣灵的恩赐的话，我也是常常在这里就是看谁神给我的四个恩赐不是我行出来，也是通过弟兄姐妹在这里印证了我是这样的恩赐，然后我就常常操练我这样的恩赐，运用我这样的恩赐，而把其他的恩赐就留给弟兄姐妹们。
And I'll tell you this so that you don't misunderstand. One of the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given me is the gift of exhortation.
我一个恩赐是圣灵给我的，大家也不太明白，就是我在那里赞美神。
I tell my sons, remember, God has given me the gift. What is exhortation? It means the ability to influence a person, to want to see them grow, even to lean on them, to discipline them, whatever. You want to see people grow if you have the gift of exhortation.
exhortation 大概我是翻译的不是很多，它是就是能够鼓励弟兄姐妹的恩赐，它能够鼓励这个弟兄姐妹朝着属灵的方向成长，它是有这样的恩赐。
But I need to be careful with my tone and my timing and the pressure because I want to see people grow and you can overdo it and so the Holy Spirit is not honored when we misuse the gift.
所以我要在这里注意我所用的语气和我的力度因为即使是能够鼓励弟兄姐妹，你也不能太过的压力，因为这个是圣灵所赐的恩赐。
Okay, let me just define this. The roles of the Holy Spirit in this there's three roles here in John 14. Comforter, the Holy One, in other words, he brings holiness, and third, he's the teacher.
所以就是。圣灵里面在这里约翰十四章里面就是一个保惠师一个鼓励者
The Holy Spirit reminds readers of the Word of God that this is not an information textbook.
这个圣灵在这里提醒书的作者这不是一个一个书本里面的一个教条。
It doesn't just have information that you can pull out, make a formula, and then live a happy life.
这不是只是一个公式，里面有这个信息，你可以取出来，然后就让生活很高兴了，很快乐的。
The Word of God has the power to transform lives because the power is living and active and sharp.
因为神圣灵的工作能够改变人的生命。
Don't mess with the word of God. Don't treat it ill. It can change your life.
所以不要在这里轻看神的话语，这神的话语能够改变人的生命。
And the Holy Spirit will teach the deep things of God.
圣灵会教导一个神很深密的事情。
Corinthians 2nd chapter says, "We do not receive the spirit of the world." But the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. When the Holy Spirit teaches, he compares spiritual things with spiritual. He doesn't get lost. He goes spiritual to spiritual and he goes deep.
哥林多前书这样讲我们接受的不是世界的灵而是来自神的灵神开恩赐给我们的事乃是用圣灵所指教的言语将圣灵的话解释属灵的事。
And the Holy Spirit knows that we leak, we forget, we can't remember. So he also reminds us in his ministry of what God, Jesus has said and what the word of God says. We forget. Anybody here forget?
所以圣灵知道我们会有这样的特点就是常常会忘记而且会泄露就是漏气然后呢圣灵呢就常常提醒我们
My glasses and my iPhone those are the two items if I put it in the wrong place out of order I am looking for those two things all the time
我有两样东西我常常记不得它们放在哪里一个是我的眼镜一个是我的手机
I forgot where I put them
我常常忘记我放在哪里我就不停的要找
I can see by your smiles you also have this problem
我看见大家的微笑我想大家也有这样的同样的问题
And so the Holy Spirit comes to us and he goes these people forget I'm going to remind them again in love of all the things that Jesus taught They need my help.
Yeah, 圣灵也知道我们这样的问题。他说这些人呢，他们常常会忘记，所以他们会从要紧的事上就忘记了，去关心那些不要紧的事情。
Okay, so let me go to the ending. Okay.
我们现在要看结尾。
Okay. Now, not only does Jesus know how to comfort us, he also knows how to give good gifts.And as I said, one of his very best gifts is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now he's going to give true believers and people what the world fakes and cannot give us.
圣灵知道我们的 心思意念，他赐给我们很多的恩赐，他让他给我们这个方便轻松，我们只是追求这些方便轻松或者让我们感觉美好的事情，但是圣灵将给我们带来这个神的真理。
Verse 27, chapter 14 in John.
27节。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you.
好，27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
How many of you understand that the world's system is under the control of the prince of darkness, of Satan? It is under the government, doesn't matter what your politics is, the world system is under the power of the evil one.
所以世界的体系它不是在神的掌管下，他是在不论是你是什么政府，他是在黑暗的权势的掌管下。
The world system is anti-God.
世界上的体制是反神的。
The world system is actually a kingdom of self. People in the world system have a kingdom of their own. It's their kingdom.
这个世界是人自己的国，他们就是以自我为中心的国。
Have you ever seen a person who the main person? Have you ever met a person whose main object in life is for them to be happy?
你看见有没有碰到过这样的人？他应该是碰到很多。他们一生的主题就是使自己快乐。
The world system offers people who are in the world a fake peace. Come to me, you buy this beautiful car.It's a tremendous car, hardly ever breaks down, 400,000 miles or whatever. And they promise peace with this car, and guess what? I end up at the service station fixing this perfect, peaceful car. What happened?
所以世界呢，就是这样一个体系，它给你一个假，就是假的一个平安的这个环境。举个例子吧，比如说有人就说这辆车是这样的好从来不会坏掉，然后呢可以开40万英里的也不会坏，但是呢你买了之后呢，你会发现这个还没多久呢，它就已经去那里去修了。这个就是世界给你的一个假的平安。
So that go on all the two sides, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Versus the world system, Satan and his evil ones, and you and me, our nature.
所以大家看见这个，一方面是父神和圣灵，第二方面就是这个世界。
And so I love that the first time I heard the word 矛盾。
当我以前第一个听到这个矛盾这个字的话，我真的是觉得真是太好了字。
All the time.
所以有世上有矛盾是一直是在里。
The world system, Satan and his evil ones, and myself, if I'm not surrendering to God, I'm the enemy sometimes of God's kingdom.
所以这个世界就是这个属世的世界，就是魔鬼的世界。如果我没有听从转向这个圣灵天父的话，我就是会存在这个魔鬼的世界中。
But when Jesus knows he's going to die, he leaves us his will, he leaves us his inheritance, and he knows there's going to be trouble outside and trouble inside. He knows that.
耶稣临终的时候就给留下了他的一些他这个遗嘱，他就是把圣灵和他平安留给我们，他知道我们的未来是外面有这个麻烦，里面也有麻烦。
I've learned, I've had very pretty daughters-in-law. I've learned that the world system loves pretty people.
我有一个我的媳妇都长得很美，我知道这个世界很喜欢美的人长得好看的。
If God made you pretty as a woman or strong as a man, if He made that of you, the world system's gonna love you.
如果你是有女儿的话，女儿长得很美，这个世界就会爱这个很美的。
Lila, come. Be with us. You're beautiful. We like beautiful people.
Yeah, 世界就会说你长得很美，你到我这里来，我们很喜欢你长得很美。
Watch the movie actresses. Watch the even the news commentators. Watch who they're hiring. And very often, if they're women, they're pretty women.
你再看这些电影的演员啊，或者是电视上的播音员啊，他们会找怎样的女人呢？他们会找一个长得很美的。
The world system is anti-God, evil, insincere, selfish, and very often ungrateful.
这个世界的体系是邪恶的，是不真诚的，是自私的。
The world's definitions of peace include.Temporary pleasures and products that seem to last forever. That's the promise.
世界对和这个平安的定义呢，就是暂短的快乐。这个快乐就是它，呀，它是一个这样一个产品，是暂短的。
Dictionary definition of peace include quietness, peace of mind, freedom from wars, freedom from fears.But there is also a suspicion that the world's peace is only temporary and likely to disappoint the person if they put their whole trust in it.
这个字典里面呢，对这个平安呢是这样一个定义，它是这样一个定义，它就说安静的，心里安静的，是没有战争，没有恐惧的。但是，人们也常常怀疑世界上的平安，和平是暂时的，不可能因为持久的满足。
How many of you have discovered that some vacation plans for you, promise you peace of mind, quietness, no phones for you, no lawn to cut? How many of you know that vacation sometimes promise a peace in it?
常常有这个休假这个一些广告的话，他就说你这个是有安静的休假，没有干扰的，也没有电话打扰的，是不是常常会收到这样的广告？
Now that can happen, but how many of you have gone on these vacations that promise peace and you came home more tired, and you came home with less money, and you came home with a larger credit card bill due by November 14th or whenever, and you go, wow.Maybe I should have stayed home and got peace of mind in my home. Maybe a staycation. Maybe.
Yeah, 所以你也大概有经验。有人说去休假以后会得平安，但是你回平安之后回来休假回来之后，反而是更加的疲惫。不但疲惫，而且你的信用卡上有很大一笔账单。然后的话呢，你还就那个时候就想，还不如在家里休息的话更得平安呢。
Getting ready to end. But even as I say that, my family, my oldest son and our two grandsons, Joshua and Caleb, we're all going to go to the big island of Hawaii where I grew up. We're going to go in April for a family vacation. And I can hardly wait to see my two grandsons run on the sandy beach where I grew up.
是，真的是，但是不管怎么说，我们家里是这样的情况，我的儿子还就带他两个儿子，就是我的两个孙子去那个大岛，就是夏威夷的那个大岛，这个大岛是我长大的地方，我实在是心里也很激动，想看见我的两个孙子在我长大的那个海边的沙滩上能够像我小时候一样跑。
And when they come home with sunburns.I will put oil on their sunburns.
他们如果跑回家身上有这个太阳晒的这个晒伤的话，我会把那个防晒霜涂在他们身上。
And when I give them Hawaiian food to eat, and they go.
我把这个夏威夷食品给他们吃的时候，他们也做的很难吃的鬼脸。
I will say to them, send it over here to me.
我会对他们说，把那些给我。
Send me that food you don't like. Send it right over here.
Yeah, 把不喜欢吃的食品给我来吃。
What's the point? The world offers a fake peace.
这个世界提供给大家的是一个假的平安。
So be careful you don't put your whole heart into the peace that the world promises. Be careful.
真的是要小心，不要把我们的心思放在神放在这个世界给你的一个假的平安里面。
And I'll end with this.In the Bible, the peace that Jesus is giving to his true people is the blessing of a right relationship with his heavenly Father.
这个圣经上平安是神给的一个祝福，它是一个祝福，是一个和神一个有良好关系的祝福。
My last name when I got to China in the early 80s, when they discovered it was Andrews, they gave me that on, that peace sign. In Tiananmen. Yeah.
上一次我是最后一次去中国是80年的时候，他看见我的名字叫 Andrew 的话，他给了我这个中文字安，就是平安的意思。
So they called me An Di Ke.
他们就给我一个名字叫安迪克。
I like it.
我也挺喜欢这个名字。
If it's the peace symbol.
Yeah, 如果安是一个平安这个字的意思的话。
But the real peace is the right relationship with Heavenly Father, oneness with God through Christ. That's the peace that Christ has promised real followers of his. And that is why we should be among the most peaceful people in the world.
所以这个神给我们那最好的平安就是我们和神有一个良好的关系。我们只有和神有一个良好的关系，我们就成了世界上最有平安的一群人。
And Jesus says that Satan has no power and nothing in him, so that he is not only he's not afraid of Satan. Satan has no power over him, and he will have, when he gives us his peace, he will also give us power to overcome the enemy too.
所以耶稣在那里说，撒旦在他身上没有权柄，撒旦在耶稣身上一无所有。耶稣就提醒门徒不要害怕，他们没撒旦在他们身上也没有权柄。
The kingdom of self will always rule in every human heart until we make Jesus Lord.
所以这个我们所赐的神的国就在人心里作王啊，所以我们要一直等，一直有神的在心里作王，只等到耶稣再来。
So when we say Your kingdom come, Father, Your will be done in us and in heaven and earth, may that kind of peace and that kingdom not be the kingdom of self, but be the kingdom of God.
所以神的话，我们祷告的话语说，愿神的国降临。愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。神的国在我们心中作王掌权，我们就一直等待到神再来的日子。
Thank you for listening. And if there's anything I've said that is not true, may God delete it.
Yeah, 真是谢谢大家的听啊！如果我说的有什么不对的地方，愿神在那里把这些不对的话语去除。
And may He give you, each of us the strength to have His commandments.And to keep them, to obey them, and then to have peace with Him.
让我们得求神给我们力量，能够遵行神的话语，让我们神与神有一个良好的关系。
Thank you. And I noticed this young man has not fallen asleep. Very good.
Yeah, 我真是谢谢大家。我看见这些年轻人，他没有就是睡着，很好。
Thank you. Good. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们。